It's time for a community connection on K1. We're talking about the Bartlesville Back the Blue rally set to take place in September. We're speaking with Charlotte Gilbert this morning about that rally.
Basically, it is a rally that I'm hosting and helping the City of Bartlesville Police Department be recognized for all the hard work that they do and how much the city actually does appreciate them. And so I'm making this a community event for all of Bartlesville. I would love to see people come out and show their support.
And how can people, if they are wanting to set up a booth during the event, get in contact with you guys about the Back the Blue rally?
Well, I do have it posted on Facebook, so you can just look it up under Bartlesville Back the Blue rally, and it should come up as an event. Also, I can be reached at 918-440-8802, or they can go to my Gmail account. I have an email set up. It's BartlesvilleBacksTheBlue@gmail.com. That's BartlesvilleBacksTheBlue@gmail.com. So those are a couple good ways that they can reach me.
Kind of outlay the day for us on September 11th when it comes to the Back the Blue rally. You guys are actually piggybacking off of another event that's happening prior to yours, and yours is taking place from 10 to 2, but what can you tell us about the event prior?
I don't know a whole lot about it. I do know that they are pretty much recognizing the events that happened on September 11th, and they are honoring those individuals that have passed away. We are going to do a continuance where hundreds of the first responders who rushed towards the Twin Towers. So we are kind of honoring those individuals, the first responders, and just kind of continuing on that with our rally.
Bartlesville Police Chief Tracy Rolls told me with that 9/11 remembrance ceremony as it's taking place at the Tower Center at Unity Square, which is just a block or so away from the Bartlesville Police Department. And once people are done there, they can walk straight over to the police department where you guys will be. What can you tell us about the event happening there? What can you tell us? What's happening at the Back the Blue rally?
Well, we are going to be having food, lots of fun and celebration. So we are going to have some food vendors set up. We're going to have all kinds of different activities. If individuals or businesses wants to come out and set up booths, they're more than welcome to do so. They just need to contact me in advance so that I can make sure that you have the space. If there's anybody else who wants to volunteer services or just volunteer in general, I could definitely use it, because in addition to what I have already mentioned, we're going to be doing a 50-50 rally. We're going to be doing a silent auction, and 100% of the proceeds will go to the Bartlesville Police Department and actually the local responders in this area.
And you're talking about supporting the police. Obviously, that's been a hot topic for the past year or so, maybe even longer. Why, in your opinion, is it important to show support to the men and women that wear the blue?
I feel it's very, very important that we all realize that they are here for us. They are here to protect and serve. They are not the villains that they are made out to be. I know almost all of them, and I think they are just the best men and women you could find. They generally care about the community, and I know that they want the best for us. And I think if we can show that they are appreciated and that we do want them here, that, and I also just think that the community relationship is something that can always be embellished and worked on, and people just need to realize that they're here for us, and we all should work together instead of against each other.
And how is the rally in September a good first step to get to that better relationship between the community and the police department?
Well, at least it shows a solidarity. A community that comes together and stands together is strong together. And I feel like really nobody can really compete with that. If everybody knows that we're all got each other's back, I think that's the big first step. So people realize, oh, okay, this is really, really cool, you know? And I, like I said, I support them. I want to do everything I can to at least get the community involved. I feel this is one good way to get that started.
Talking about all the events and getting engaged with the Bartlesville Police Department, what are some of the things that they have there that during the event that people will be able to engage in?
We talked
about that a little
kids
bit.
Kids absolutely love the dunk tank. So we're going to have what's going to be Dunk a Cop. And, you know, they can buy a ticket for, I think, 3 balls. We haven't really determined that yet, but there will be a dunk tank where the kids can, or even people, whoever want to do it, can pick their favorite cop and have them get up there and dunk them. We are going to have the drunk goggles set up where people can see what it's like to try to walk or try to do the spinning and all that stuff. Or, well, I don't know exactly how they got it set up, but they do have a thing set up for that. And then they're also going to have canine demonstrations. We're just going to have all kinds of really neat things that people can come out and participate in. They're going to have their vehicles out so they can get up close and personal to them and see what they are like. And, you know, it's just, like I said, there's just so much we're going to be doing. It's going to be a lot of fun.
What kind of inspires you to do this event? I mean, we've already kind of touched on that a little bit, but what else inspires you to
do it? Well, I'm a Marine.
Okay.
I've also been in law enforcement my whole entire life. I got out on a disability, and since I really can't do active law enforcement, I've just decided I would do my agency, which, again, I am co-hosting with the Bartlesville Police Department, Oklahoma Security Professionals. And I figured, well, at least I can get involved this way. I have really built a good relationship with them. I've also with the local law enforcement, and I continue to strive to make sure my reputation and the local police departments are in good standing with each other.
Tell us a little bit more about your law enforcement and the military.
I've been in the Marine Corps. I was in for 16 years, got out on a service-related disability. I did corrections, worked in jails most of the time. I was also a combat instructor. I was a top non-infantry Marine, so how to survive in combat. And I've always been law enforcement related in some way or form. And that's the reason why I chose to do the agency. That's just, it's under the same umbrella. And I wanted to be able to do my part to help our local law enforcement.
Thank you for all that you've done and that you continue to do to support the Blue and our communities.
Thank you.
How, if at all, in the future, do you want to continue this event and maybe include other agencies that are in our area?
I definitely want to do that. I would like to make this an annual thing and keep doing this and, of course, expand. If other agencies show up, which I'm pretty sure they are, according to Chief Rolls, he believes that other agencies will be there. Again, I don't know. It's so early in the stages. I don't know who all is going to be coming. But, yes, I would like to expand around the area and see who else would like to come and show their support as well.
And, again, if people want to support or get a booth at the event that's coming up in September, how do they do that and how do they get on to volunteer?
Same way I had forementioned earlier, they can either go to Facebook and find it, the event's posted, or they can reach me at my phone number, 918-440-8802, or they can send me an email at bartlesvillebacktheblue@gmail.com, and I can get back with them through those means. And also, I did forget to mention that Chief Rolls or any of the captains, Kappa Ackleberry and Captain Newell, any one of those individuals, can also find a way to get through to me. So if they know them or they just want to call up the police department, they can refer them out to me. I just hope I can see everybody out there. I think this is a wonderful event. I believe that it's really going to bring our community together, make us stronger, and that's my ultimate goal.
That was a community connection with Charlotte Gilbert. She's the organizer for the Bartlesville Back the Blue Rally, which is set to take place on Saturday, September 11th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Bartlesville Police Department in downtown Bartlesville. Have a great morning.